We had no choice. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Russian President Vladimir Putin's assessment of the war in Ukraine, saying it's to ensure his country's safety. A Ukrainian troop regiment reports, meantime, the use of chemical weapons on troops and civilians in the city of Mariupol. That's unconfirmed by Ukraine's President Zelensky or the Pentagon. British intelligence says that fighting in eastern Ukraine will intensify over the next 2 to 3 weeks.
They're expecting Russian attacks to grow against Ukrainian positions near Donetsk and Luhansk in the Donbas region. That comes as satellite imagery appears to show a convoy of Russian military vehicles headed to eastern Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We believe that these are the early stages of a reinforcement effort by the Russians in the Donbas.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is also warning thousands of Russian troops are gearing up for a new offensive in that part of his country. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A former Virginia police officer is convicted on charges from the January 6, 2021 riot at the Capitol.
A jury convicted Thomas Robertson on all six counts, including interfering with police officers and entering a restricted area with a dangerous weapon. Federal prosecutors argued Robertson went to Washington and joined a violent vigilante mob because he believed that the election was stolen from President Trump. Robertson's attorney conceded his client broke the law, but encouraged the jury to convict him of misdemeanor offenses and to acquit him of felony charges. A fellow officer who served with Robertson was a key witness in the government's case. Jacob Fracker was to be tried alongside Robertson before he pled guilty to a conspiracy charge and agreed to cooperate. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Anger and frustration in Shanghai, China. People on lockdown in their homes because of a COVID-19 outbreak, screaming from apartment windows. State Department is telling all non-emergency U.S. government staff to leave Shanghai because of the outbreak. An indoor public mask mandate for coronavirus protection is being reinstated in Philadelphia with enforcement starting next Monday. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Trying to bring gas prices down this summer, President Biden's expected to announce in Iowa today the suspension of a federal rule banning the sale of higher ethanol blend gasoline between June 1st and September 15th. The rule is said to prevent higher smog pollution from ethanol and higher temperatures, but that science is disputed. President Biden announces a new nominee to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
The ATF is gone since 2015 without a permanent Senate-confirmed director. President Biden is nominating Steve Dettelbach to break that trend.
I have seen the ATF work with other law enforcement to make so many of our communities safer.
Dettelbach is a former U.S. attorney and made an unsuccessful run for Ohio Attorney General in 2018. President Biden's first nominee to lead the agency, David Shipman, withdrew last year after it became clear he lacked Senate support. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Carrie Underwood continues her winning streak at the CMT Music Awards.
It was a big night for country music and its fans at the fan-voted CMT Music Awards on CBS. Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood, as well as Cody Johnson, ended up as the night's big winners with two apiece.
Thank you, fans, so much for all the support you've given to this song and this video.
Aldean and Underwood, though, took home the night's top prize, Video of the Year, for their collaboration, If I Didn't Love You. Cody Johnson's wins included Male Video of the Year, and country icon George Strait took home his first ever CMT Music Award for Performance of the Year. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A white California woman who tackled a black teenager in a New York City hotel lobby, falsely accusing him of stealing her phone, pleads guilty to a felony hate crime charge, but stays out of prison and can replead to a misdemeanor harassment charge if she stays out of trouble. She denies singling out the kid because of race. He was with his father, a known jazz trumpeter. The phone was left in a car. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.